The Ardern schedule in Europe underway. We've had the meeting with the President of Spain overnight, the NATO Secretary, Jens Stoltenberg, and as we speak, a dinner with NATO partners hosted by King Philippe. Senior political reporter for the Herald, Thomas Coughlin's there and is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Albanese's there as well. Is this like a cavalcade or revolving door of leaders coming in to meet Spanish hierarchy?
Yeah, actually, it looked a bit like that. Pedro Sanchez's Twitter account was full of the leaders he was meeting today. He met Albanese, he met Ardern, he met Biden. I think he met a few others as well, but the list is so long, I've forgotten the rest.
Do we get anywhere? I mean, it's all very well to do this face-to-face stuff, but one of the criticisms of the Ardern travel so far has been that that nothing comes out of it apart from the handshakes. Are we getting something tangible?
Yeah, well, that's the big question today. There was a new sort of global foreign policy initiative announced with President Sanchez, and I think you look at that and you think global values, foreign policy sounds nice, but where's the detail? Is that going to get a free trade agreement across the line? Is that going to stop the war in Ukraine? You've got the answer to that. It's probably no. What I did say today is that Pedro Sanchez is a huge supporter of the EU FTA, and the leaders discussed the ways that both of them could try and get the other European countries over the line. So I think if there is an outcome from that meeting with Sanchez today, it's possibly that he's going to do some arm twisting with some of the laggard European nations. We're looking at, in particular, at the Netherlands. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is not known to not be that keen on it.
I'm glad you raised that. Two things. One, Albanese, not to be stuck on Albanese, but Albanese said today that his FTA is stuck on climate change. Does that mean ours would be stuck on climate change, or we have a different enough policy to get past that?
Yeah, Ardern interestingly said that climate change would possibly be one of the strong points of New Zealand's FTA. It's a really confusing thing because the Europeans have raised the issue of New Zealand's agricultural production. New Zealand, obviously, a successful FTA for New Zealand means getting really good deals on meat, beef, dairy. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm being told to leave by the police. So it's a New Zealand FTA for a successful New Zealand FTA means for New Zealand we're going to get good deals on meat, on dairy, on all those agricultural goods. And obviously the Europeans have raised concerns about climate change for that. I think Ardern's pushed back by saying, actually, you know what? The intensity of our production means that on a climate stance, it's not as bad as sometimes the Europeans allege.
Yeah.
And I think the between the lines is that the Europeans might be using climate change concerns to put up protectionist barriers against what is a very competitive and very effective agricultural industry.
Exactly. This is what I can't get my head around. There seemed to be some expectation that we're going to get this thing across the line. Are we or are we not going to sign this thing while she is in Europe?
Well, it's a fascinating thing. Jacinda Ardern actually was asked that direct question today. And she said there was a willingness to walk away if the deal wasn't good enough on the table. So she might get on the plane to Australia at the end of this week without a deal. So yes, I think that is certainly on the table. There's certainly a chance if the Europeans don't move, and in particular, if they don't move on agriculture.
All right, Thomas, appreciate it very much. Thomas Coughlin out of Spain for us this morning. By the way, Turkey's agreed to support the NATO membership of Finland and Sweden. And of course, Ukraine's lined up as well.